Hi, and welcome to LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey. I'm grateful to be with you this Friday. I serve as a teaching pastor for our Plain City campus, and I hope this time is a blessing and an encouragement for you. On Sunday, we wrapped up our series in the Psalms called Playlist. And each week, our big idea has been God writes the lyrics of our souls in the Psalms. And we've seen that the Psalms has something for all of us regarding every season of life. And Psalm 27 is especially relatable because if you've ever experienced those moments or circumstances or seasons where life is closing in on you, I think you'll connect with this psalm. For me, it's those times when I'm engulfed in life circumstances, difficult circumstances, or under spiritual attack, or maybe surrounded by trouble. Maybe schedule is wrecking us, work is beyond exhausting, marriage is struggling, there's broken friendships or health issues or financial struggles, right? That things are just beating down on you and like wave after wave crashing on us, struggling to catch our breath, right? It's as if someone has set up camp around us and is coming at us day in and day out. I don't know if you've ever experienced those moments or seasons, but I know I have. Well, this is exactly what David is going through in Psalm 27. He says in verses 2, 3, and 12 that evildoers assail him and eat up his flesh, right? And he says adversaries are like an army encamped against him, that his foes are ready to go to war with him, that false witnesses have risen against him and they breathe out violence against him. David is surrounded. Life is pressing in. The enemy is poised for an attack. And through this psalm, David shares his confidence in the Lord despite his circumstances. He also shares anxiety when the Lord has not answered as fast as David wanted him to. And he also shares trust, waiting on the Lord, knowing that God will come through. As David is facing these things, it's a great reminder that we will face them too. That in our life, we will experience the circumstances of things bearing down on us and feeling and being surrounded at times because we live in a fallen and broken world due to sin. However, we will also experience times when our very real enemy, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, will attack. And so at times, we will face spiritual warfare. So when these things come, when these times come, how do we best move through them? I think David shows and exhibits one thing throughout that if we could apply, will allow us to experience some of the same confidence and trust that David did. And that one thing is this, it's seek and settle into the Lord. Seek and settle into the Lord. Seems simple. It seems cute. It seems exactly what a Christian should say, but sometimes the simplest of things is the hardest to apply. Let's take a look at David in verse 4, how he sought and settled into the Lord. In verse 4, he says, "One thing I asked of the Lord that I will seek after," right? He says, "One thing I've asked for, one thing I will seek. What is that one thing? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock, and my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy, and I will sing and make a melody to the Lord." These verses are a window into David's personal relationship with the Lord. David asking for and sought after the presence of God in his life. From dwelling with the Lord, from seeing the Lord's beauty, to finding shelter and protection in the Lord. Here's what we see from David. We see that his public confidence, his comfort, and his trust in God came from his spiritual intimacy with God. So that's one of the ways he sought and wanted to be close to the Lord and settle into the Lord. Furthermore, David says in verses 7 through 10, he says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me, answer me. You have said, seek my face, and my heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me." In the midst of troubling circumstances and waiting on the Lord, David did not become angry. He did not turn against God. Rather, David sought God all the more diligently and desperately. David shows us that when the enemy or circumstances are pressing in, we must press into the Lord. These are vitally important for us in seeking and settling to the Lord, to make sure our spiritual intimacy with God is where it should be, to make sure we're pressing into Him, especially as we face overwhelming circumstances or facing spiritual warfare. Because the easiest thing to do during these times is to pull away from God. It's to get angry with God. It's to do nothing. It's to rely on our own wisdom, trust in our own ways, or lean into our own efforts. But David shows us that it's crucial for us to lean into God all the more, to press into Him even further, to seek the Lord. We do this many ways, but some of the most practical for us today are to stay in the Word, stay in prayer, stay in community through church and through your life group, stay or start serving with others, and stay praising and worshiping. So where are you today? Are you under attack? Surrounded by difficult circumstances, overwhelmed by life? How do you need to seek and settle into the Lord today? What does it look like to press into the Lord for you? I'm going to pray in just a moment, but then maybe take some time and ask God how He wants you to draw closer to Him. When we do, we will find confidence and comfort in the Lord, just like David did. Heavenly Father, we give You praise today that even in the midst of difficult times and circumstances or struggle, You are good, and so we give You praise. Help us to draw our confidence from who You are. Help us to find comfort and trust in You. Help us to see that if You are for us, who can be against us? That He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. That Your goodness and mercy are sure to follow us all the days of our lives. So let us seek Your face and settle into Your ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.